Tell me, how did the idea of cloning pets start?
Well, John Sperling, whom you introduced, asked me if I would look into the feasibility of cloning a dog he loved very much named Missy. And at the time, feasibility studies was something I did commercially. He was a family friend, and so I did the study, and the results I thought were quite discouraging. I reported back that dogs were not like other species, and just because Miss Dolly had been cloned, there were no guarantees that Missy, his dog, could be cloned successfully. And if it was going to be possible, it was going to take a major research effort, millions of dollars, some of the top minds in the world, and there were no guarantees of success. Anyway, despite what I considered to be bad news, he decided that he wanted to go ahead and do it. So it started as an academic project based at Texas A&M. We outgrew that relationship, mainly because of the industrial scale resources mm-hmm. required to clone dogs. And one thing we did learn in that context, though, was how many people are interested in pet cloning. So we decided to do it in a commercial rather than an academic context.
Well, there's no question that people fall in love with their animals, and when they die, it becomes pretty traumatic, as much as losing a loved one in some cases. I know people who own 3, 4, 5 cats, believe it or not, several dogs, and each one of them is so important, Lou, to their own life. And in terms of the money, though one might think $50,000 is high, if you have it to spend and it's an animal you love and enjoy, then go for the clone. Now, the question is, though, why clone the cat that they enjoyed, for example, the animal that they enjoyed? Why not just go down to your local humane society and pick up a cat that maybe looked like that cat?
Well, I always surprise people with my belief that most of the time going to an animal shelter is really preferable. If just because you bonded with an animal doesn't necessarily mean that cloning that animal is the best thing. Cloning is appropriate not just when there's an extraordinary bond, but when the animal itself is extraordinary and there's a genetic basis to what's remarkable about that animal. And this does happen. Just as nature once in a while creates an animal that's defective in some way, with no help from man, so too, once in a while, Mother Nature creates an animal that's truly extraordinary, where all of the qualities that we value in a companion animal are there in dramatic, integrated qualities, like intelligence, temperament, agility, athleticism, health, all of these things together. And that's the animal which, for many people, is a once-in-a-lifetime animal. Those are the animals you want to consider cloning. And ironically, they tend to be mixed breed, spayed or neutered animals. So they really can't be reproduced any other way.
Have you been successful in cloning an animal through genetic savings and clone?
We underwrote the cloning of Cece the cat, which was done at Texas A&M by a mix of A&M scientists and our own scientists. That cloning was done using the same technology used to clone Dolly, which we now consider to be very out of date. We are the exclusive licensee of a new technology called chromatin transfer, which not that many people have heard of, but it's much more advanced than nuclear transfer. And we are in the process, we've made hundreds of embryos using chromatin transfer, and we've analyzed them for normalcy. If we were making agricultural animals, we would just go ahead and make the animals and see how they come out.
Yeah.
But because we're making pet species, we've put an enormous amount of work over years in evaluating different technologies and then evaluating them in our own labs in making the embryos, rather than making animals that might be abnormal. The public's tolerance for abnormal cats and dogs, it just isn't there at all. You can get away with all kinds of things with livestock that, even if we wanted to get away with them, which we don't because we're pet lovers mm-hmm. ourselves, we just couldn't. So we've had to spend a lot of time analyzing and developing technologies that are as good as IVF, which is pretty much the gold standard for reproduction.
In the earlier days, Lou, did you have some abnormalities here?
We've never had any. On the dog side at Texas A&M, they had one stillbirth, and on the cat side, they had none. So, and that's actually kind of a myth when people talk about the huge number of embryos that it takes to make a successful clone. There's a mistaken idea that we're talking about miscarriages, and which suggests that a lot of sentient creatures are suffering and dying to make a clone. That's not the case. The embryos we're talking about that get transferred into the surrogate are just a few cells in size. There's no consciousness. And the vast majority of them simply fail to implant. That's what it means to say you transferred in a bunch of embryos and you didn't get a clone or you got one clone. So we've never created an abnormal animal, and I hope we never do.
$50,000 for the clone. If it's unsuccessful, is it buyer beware? Or do they get a refund? What happens?
It's absolutely guaranteed. It's guaranteed for the health of the clone and also for resemblance. We guarantee a high degree of resemblance, both in terms of how the animal looks and also the behavioral tendencies, which we're convinced have a strong genetic base.
Tell me what the procedure would be for someone who wants to clone their animal. Obviously, they need to get some kind of specimen for you, some kind of DNA. What do they do? Do they talk to you before they have to tragically put down their current animal? What's the procedure?
Well, first I want to just clarify that they don't have to put down their animal. 40% of our clients, and we have close to 1,000 clients in our gene bank already, close to 40% of them, the animal's still alive. So we actually recommend gene banking while the animal's still alive. And a number of our clients are interested in the idea of introducing the clone to the genetic donor.
Okay, so some of them are cloning because they just want another one of their favorite animals.
Yeah, and they also like the idea of envisioning the interaction between these animals. Our clients tend to be very smart, so they're drawn to science. And the idea of a nature versus nurture experiment in their own living room, as opposed to just reading about it in a textbook, that's very exciting to them.